With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An apparent deal between WikiLeaks founder and the U.S. government.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will resolve a long-running legal saga over the publication of a trove of classified documents. Assange is scheduled to appear in the U.S. federal court in the Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Western Pacific, to plead guilty to an Espionage Act charge. Prosecutors have agreed to a sentence of the 5 years Assange has already spent in a high-security British prison while fighting to avoid extradition to the U.S. to face charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Airports getting crowded. TSA says it screened a record number of travelers Sunday, just under 3 million people. TSA expects to break the 3 million mark Friday. Many Americans get an early jump on their July 4th travel plans. Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in New Mexico say headway's being made now in battling a couple of major wildfires. More than 1,400 structures have either been damaged or destroyed, and two people have been killed. Belinda Bukovitz says she and her husband evacuated 1 week ago, but not until the fire was getting close.
I guess because I've just seen so many fires up there, and it's just never affected the village like this. And so I just was in denial. And once I heard that cop, that voice, go now, go now, go, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is real. We've got to go.
Different kind of problem in the upper Midwest. Heavy flooding in parts of Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Minnesota. Officials say the floodwaters have claimed the lives, so far at least, two people. This is SRN News. Well, the Far East is a growing mission field.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UNESCO report says artificial intelligence could be used to spread misleading claims about the Holocaust. International agency says powerful AI programs could allow hate groups to generate realistic photos and images that falsely call into question the murder of Jews and other groups by the Nazis. Widespread use of AI programs is also causing the likelihood people could stumble. This is SRN News. Republicans are working to stop illegal immigrants from receiving voter registration forms.
Welfare offices in 49 states are providing voter registration forms to migrants without requiring proof of citizenship, leading Republicans and conservatives to call for swift federal action to stop the handouts. Every state except Arizona gives applicants for either welfare benefits, driver's licenses, or in some cases, mail-in ballots, voter registration forms without demanding proof of citizenship. Currently, there are no requirements on federal voting forms to provide proof of citizenship, though it's illegal to claim citizenship or falsely represent oneself as a citizen in order to vote in an election. Last month, the House Administration Committee approved the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE, Act, requiring states to receive some form of proof before allowing people to vote by mail. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Wall Street numbers Monday. The Dow was up 260 points. S&P 500 was off 16. More details at SRNnews.com.